For tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Thursday evening, first service for the Passover Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Seminar, April the 16th, 1987, being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma, is the speaker of the evening.
Thank you, brother.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a good hand. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for the ministers. Amen. How many has been in warfare lately? Let me see your hands.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's start in 2 Corinthians just a minute. This is not our message, but it will be part of it. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And you know there are those who say the devil doesn't have any power. Well, I don't believe that. I believe he's got some power, and I believe we're in a wrestling match and in a fight. How about you? In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8, Paul said, "For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life."
Yes.
That's warfare. That's a struggle in the spirit, isn't it? But we have the sentence of death in ourselves that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, amen, which does what? Raises the dead. Who delivered us? Who's going to yet deliver us? And yet he will deliver us. Amen. You helping by prayer, church. Hallelujah. Turn to 2 Thessalonians just a minute. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 18. The Apostle Paul, this man of God who wrote most of the New Testament, said in verse 18, "Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us." We're in a warfare. And we need to know our enemy. Come on. We've got to have the armor on. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we know that God is judging the church. And he's starting with the ministry, and it's coming on down, isn't it?
Amen?
How many know it's not like it was 5 years ago right now? Amen? God is moving, though, praise the Lord, in the midst of all of it. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right, let's go tonight to some scriptures. Turn with me to Amos. Let me give you a scripture there in Amos. We're going to start here tonight in this message. I believe we should hear what God's saying, don't you? I mean, the Bible warns us we're not to harden our hearts when God starts speaking. Isn't that right? Turn with me to Amos chapter 8 in the Word of God. One scripture. I preached a message here once on Amos, but I want to look at this verse, verse 11 of Amos 8. "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God." This is God speaking. "That I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." That's the famine many are in today. Amen? Hallelujah. For hearing the words of the Lord. Now, I've said this here before, I think, and I'll say it again. The third message to the church in Revelation, the third trumpet in Revelation, and the third seal in Revelation speaks of famine, both natural and spiritual. But today there is a people that's in a famine. And God said those in a famine, they're going to wander from sea to sea. They're going to go from, we would say, person to person, church to church, maybe convention to convention. And from the north to the east, from Canada to Florida, and they'll run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, but they shall not find it. Why? Because they won't hear.
That's right.
Come on. Number two, they will not straighten up their wall. How many know that This prophet was a plumb line among God's people to test and see if your wall's straight or crooked. And we know God doesn't send the prophets when everything's going good. He sends them, brother, when there's trouble. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. And they never come to vindicate you. They vindicate God. Hallelujah. Amen. They never say, thus saith God, you're right and God's wrong. Never. Amen? Never. Hallelujah. So he said here that there was a famine because they would not hear. They would not straighten their wall up. And they had two choices. Either they straighten the wall up or they kill that prophet. And I'll tell you what's the easiest. It's to kill the prophet. Come on. Amen? But they will reap the famine. Now, turn with me to Proverbs 20. And let's look at some scriptures tonight on hearing. Hallelujah. First of all, in chapter 20, it says, in verse 12, the hearing ear, and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them.
Yes.
That's not just the natural, that's also the spiritual, isn't it?
Amen.
I mean, oh, God can only open your ear to hear or your eye to see. Only God can do that. Praise the Lord. But the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made both of them. Now we look in chapter 21, verse 28 of Proverbs. 21:28. Notice, a false witness shall perish, but the man that heareth speaketh constantly. The man that will hear has something to say. Amen? And many times I go places and I say, what's God saying? And people can't say anything. If you're hearing, you're speaking. Come on. If you're hearing in the Spirit, you've got something to relate and to say what God's saying. Now, Isaiah chapter 50. Isaiah 50. And let's look at verse 4. We should look at more verses here, but just verse 4 here says, the Lord God hath given me. What's He given us? The tongue of the learned. But you cannot have the tongue of the learned unless you have an ear of the learned. Amen? Until you hear God speak. I mean, there are many scriptures on those who spoke that God didn't speak to them. There are those that went with a message, but God didn't give them anything. Come on. And most of the time, it's hot air. I mean, know that a real prophet or an apostle or teacher or shepherd or evangelist, he's running with a message. He's running with a message in his spirit. Isn't that right? He's heard from God. Praise the Lord. Thank God for all the ministries here tonight. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, let me show you this. Turn to Samuel 18, I believe it is. Let's turn there in the scripture. And we'll come back here to that verse there in just a minute. Now, look in verse 19. 2 Samuel 18:19. Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok. Now, how many know that Zadok was the faithful priest?
Yes.
But just because you belong, maybe your father's in the ministry, how many know that doesn't do anything special for a person? Just gives them more problems most of the time. Amen? I'm telling you the truth. How many know families, ministers' families, come under fire? You brother know what I'm talking about. And if you're not under fire today, brother, you're not doing anything for God. Isn't that right? But if you're in the fire line, you're getting hit. But thank God others are getting hit too. Amen. We're in together. Isn't that right? But it says here, but we also got some machine gun ammunition. Amen. But it says here, notice now, that let me now run. Now here's a man wanting to run. And bear the king's tidings. Well, if you're going to run, you better have some king's tidings. You better have the word of the Lord in your heart. And you better be sent by the king. Come on. Amen? How that the Lord hath avenged him of his enemies. And Joab said to him, thou shalt not bear tidings this day, but thou shalt bear tidings another day. There was no preparation. The man wasn't ready. And there are many that have a call, but they're not ready. Come on. They're in preparation. Don't run until God says go. Don't run until the Spirit in you says it's time to move. Hallelujah. In your God. In fact, if God hadn't called you, don't try to get in the call. Stay away from it. Can you hear me? Don't even get close to it. I'm talking about the fivefold ministry now. We all have a ministry of some kind. But thou shalt bear tidings another day. But this day thou shalt bear no tidings because the king's son is dead. Then said Joab to Cushai. Now here is a season one. Go tell the king what thou hast seen. Did you hear that? Tell the king what you've seen. Don't tell David what you've seen, Cushai. Cushai was running with a vision. And without a vision, come on, the people perish or they're made naked. Amen. Or New American says, they're unrestrained without a vision. Hallelujah. And so he said to this man, run with what you're seeing. Praise the Lord. And Cushai bowed. That's submission. I believe we must be submitted one to another in the fear of the Lord, brother. Amen. The reason many have fallen is because they fail to submit to their brethren. Can you say amen? Amen. Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, yet again to Joab, but howsoever, or come what may, let me, I pray thee, also run after Cushai. And Joab said, wherefore wilt thou run, my son, seeing that thou hast no tidings ready? See, there's nothing, there's no news, there's nothing prepared. And I've said this before. How many know there are many down at the airports, bus stations, train stations, that God's really telling them to go back home because they're not prepared? Come on. But howsoever said he, let me run. He said unto him, run. Then Ahimaaz run by the way of the plain, and look at this, overrun Cushai. He outrun the mature one in the Lord. Come on. How many seen that? Hallelujah. But how many know he was a good man? And he come and spoke of peace, but that's not good enough. You've got to have a message in your heart. How many know all true prophets in the Scriptures were hated? Amen? They were not just loved, they were hated. Now let's go back to Isaiah 50 just a minute. Now, he said in Isaiah 50, verse 4, God is speaking here to us, that the Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned. What do we receive? The tongue of the learned. That I should know how. Now what we receive is the tongue of the learned, but how to speak a word in season. That means there's times it's not season, isn't that right? Not ready to speak it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So how to speak and when to speak in a season to whom? To him that is weary. And when's God going to do this? He wakens morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. So as we hear as the learned, we begin to speak as the learned. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, let's see those that will hear. Turn to Jeremiah 18. Jeremiah 18. You're going to hear God. You've got to go down to the potter's wheel. Come on. How many know the potter's wheel means a midwife stool? Something's going to be birthed. Something's going to be born. God's going to reshape you and I. Isn't that right? The word of the Lord, verse 1, which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house. Notice it's a command from God. And there I will cause thee to what? Hear my words. It's the potter's house. How many know he's the potter? Huh? Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheel. Let me know he's going to put you on that wheel again. Amen. Yes, sir. Maybe you're already there. And then he said, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in his hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make it. Praise the Lord. But God said, you go down there, Jeremiah, and I'm going to speak words to you in the potter's house. Praise the Lord. How many know the people didn't love Jeremiah? Look in verse 18. Let me show you this. Here's a man that went to the potter's house. Here's a man that heard the word of the Lord. Here's a man that was persecuted. But in verse 18, notice the people. Then they said, come and let us devise devices against Jeremiah. That's the prophet. For the law shall not perish from the priests, nor the counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come and let us smite him with the tongue. How many know when you smite the prophet, you're smiting God with the tongue? And God's vengeance is God's, not ours. And third thing he said, and let us not give heed to any of his words. But here's a man going to the potter's house and is hearing the word of the Lord. Rebellion. Amen. How many know we can pray for the prophets to come, and when they come, sometimes we don't want to hear. Or whatever God sent, or whoever God sent. Now turn to Song of Solomon. Turn to the Song of Songs. How many know that's the Song of Songs? You know, Solomon wrote 1,005 songs. But this was the Song of Songs. Now, in chapter 2, look in verse 11. Chapter 2, verse 11. For lo, the winter is past. How many are glad of that? Boy, it wasn't a winter today, was it? For lo, the winter is past. But this is more than out there in the natural. How many know there's winter in here at times? Jesus said, pray your flight be not in the winter. That's in Matthew 24. It's talking about tribulation coming. How many know tribulation's coming? But he said, lo, the winter is past, the rain is over, and it's gone. And that old cold rain and cold weather, you're restricted. You can't do the things you want to do many times. And then verse 12, here's springtime. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of the birds has come. Hallelujah. I mean, oh, there's a people in Revelation 14 singing a new song.
Hallelujah.
Amen. A new song, new message. And the voice of the turtle, is heard where? In our land. When? When winter is gone. When winter is past. When the rain is over and gone. Then the turtle dove, the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, starts speaking in our land. Can you say amen? Now, how many know that the little turtle dove is swift in flight? Jesus said, be swift to hear, come on, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. I mean, the little turtle dove will not fight back. That's why he said, be harmless as dove, but wise as a serpent. The dove can see only one thing at a time. He said, if your eye be single, your whole body shall be full of light. Praise the Lord. A dove doesn't have a gallbladder. What does that mean? No bitterness. No bitterness. How many know that bitterness will spring up and defile you, brother? It sure will. You can't keep praying to God and keep bitterness, because he goes smash it. Hallelujah. Or smash you one. Sometimes I feel like he smashed me. All right. The dove has no talents. It is not a bird of prey. It feeds on grains and berries. It eats the right things. Now, we're called a dove too, aren't we? In the Song of Solomon, we're called his dove, his undefiled. And yet we know the Holy Ghost is a type of the dove. Praise the Lord. The dove will not remarry. It's faithful to its mate. How many know we got to be faithful to the Lord? Amen. We're not to be in bed with a harlot or with the beast system or Jezebel, but we are to be faithful to the Lord. This bird is a clean bird. It takes many baths frequently. And we're washed, we're clean by the washing of the water by the word of God. Amen? And this little bird can soar into the heavenlies. And many mistake the fluttering of the wings of the dove for revival, but he wants to land in your land.
Yes.
And we saw tonight there that the turtle is heard in our land. Praise the Lord. Now turn to 1 Samuel 15. How many know the word Simeon means to hear? How many know Reuben was the firstborn? Speak to your born-again experience to behold the Son. That's what you did when you got saved. Second sound of Simeon means to hear. And that speaks of the infilling of the Holy Ghost. How many know when you start getting filled with the Holy Ghost and you start hearing from God, you don't have to believe the Pharisees any longer? Come on. You start believing the Bible, don't you?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. 1 Samuel 15, verse 1. Samuel said to Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore, hearken thou to the voice of the words of the Lord. But you can't hearken, you can't hear unless there comes an anointing. Isn't that right? Now, we're not natural kings tonight, but he's making us kings and priests. Hallelujah. And you know, the anointing means to do three things. To pour over, to smear off, but it also means to rub in. And David was anointed three times. The anointing of promise. God promised him to be king. The anointing of praise. He was king over Judah 7.5 years. And then finally, the third anointing. The anointing of power. He became king over all Israel for many, many years. Amen? In the first anointing, one giant was slain. In the last anointing, all the Philistines came at him. And the Philistines are those who roll in the dust. Come on. How many know the dust is a serpent's meat? And we're not to give him anything deep. He's a serpent in Genesis, and he's a fat dragon in Revelation. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Now, Samuel said to Saul, hallelujah, I'm going to anoint you that you may hearken or hear the voice of the word of the Lord. Praise God. I believe there's a special anointing on certain people because they're always hearing from God. And I don't mean they jump up every 5 minutes and say they heard from God, but they hear God's voice coming as they commune with their God. That's what brings the anointing. How many know the Holy Ghost is a gift? But to replenish the supply, it costs you something. Amen? That's why the five wise said, you go buy for yourself, you foolish virgins. We can't give you what we got. We don't have enough for you and us both. It's going to take our own praying. Isn't that right? I mean, no, not everybody can do your praying for you. You got to do your own praying. You got to seek God yourself. You got to cry out to God. Amen, when you're hurting too. So there comes a special anointing on those to hear by the Spirit of God. Turn to Isaiah 6. Isaiah chapter 6, brethren, in the Word of God. Isaiah chapter 6. Hallelujah. Uzziah died. And when he died, Isaiah saw the Lord. I wonder what's blocking our vision tonight. I wonder who's standing in our way from seeing the Lord Jesus as he wants us to see him. What God we have, what finger we hold to that would stand in our way from seeing the Lord Jesus. How many know that leprosy rose upon this man's forehead and he died? Because he forced himself into a ministry in the holy place. And you remember the priest kicked him out, and there was leprosy upon his forehead, which is a type of uncleanness in the soul. How many know there's uncleanness coming in the soul realm, in the holy place in this hour? You see it in the church, isn't that right? How many know God's judging it? God's going to judge it. And he is judging some of it, but a lot more is going to yet be judged. Isn't that right? And so when this one was removed, then Isaiah said, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train or skirt filled the temple. How many know there's a beast also in you and me that God's dealing with? But I won't deal with that. Verse 2, above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and twain he covered his feet. That speaks of worship. And with twain he did fly. How many know when you fly, that speaks of work. Twice as much worship as work. Come on.
Amen.
In fact, the work can't be wrought unless there's worship. God's order is worship, word, and then work. The whole earth, in verse 3, notice, they cried, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved. How many know this was an upward vision? He saw the Lord. It was an inward vision. He saw himself. It was an outward vision. He saw the people. Height, depth, width. Up, in and out. Amen? And then he said in verse 5, though, here's what I want to come to. Then said I, woe is me, I am undone because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. You can't glibly say I've seen Jesus and not be changed. If you ever see the King of Kings, if you ever see him with your eyes in a vision or a dream, and it's the real Jesus Christ, the Son of God, let me know something's going to die in you and me. But again, something from Jesus which will be life will cause you to live. Amen? And it's only as we see him that we can see ourselves. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And in Isaiah chapter 5, he kept saying, woe to you, and woe to this, and woe to that. But finally he had to say, woe is me. Come on. And in verse 7, as the seraphims had touched his tongue, he said, they laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips. I mean, tonight God needs to touch our tongue. Amen. David said, Lord, set a watch over my mouth. Come on. And he says right here, and thine iniquity is taken away, thy sin is purged. Now look at verse 8. Here it is. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Then said I, hear my, send me. As he was purged, the prophet was purged, he heard the voice of God. I mean, it had never changed. As we are purged, we'll hear God's voice. Let me show you how you're purged. Turn to Proverbs 16. Proverbs 16. And look at verse 6. By mercy and truth. By mercy and truth. Iniquity, lawlessness is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Let me know we've lost the fear of God. But I want to show you five things that we need. Well, I'll show you four connected with that. Turn to Acts 2. Thank you, Lord. How many know the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge and the beginning of wisdom? You stop and God starts and takes over. Acts 2. Look in Acts 2. Look at, first of all, now we're working around the fear of the Lord, but look in verse 47. Of Acts 2. Notice, praising God. This is the early church now. Praising God. And I'll show you the secret in just a minute. Praising God and having favor. That's respectability. We need some respect today, don't we? I mean from the sinners, let alone the church. But as we praise God, praising God and having favor with all the people. So there's respectability, there's favor given to the people of God. Now look in verse 44, and it says, they all that believed were what? They were together. That's unity. You either keep it or you break it. You can't work it up. God's established it. You can't break it. I mean, you can't keep it. Well, you can't. You keep it or break it. That's what I'm trying to say. All that believe were together. Now look at verse 46. And they continuing daily with one accord. That's unity. They had it in chapter 1, they had it in chapter 2, they had it in chapter 5. Unity came into this church. Amen? Now, look in verse 43. Here it hinges around this. And fear came upon every soul. That's what you think, what you desire, and what you feel. Amen? Your mind is what you think. Your will is your desires, your feelings is your emotions, of course. Fear came upon every soul. And notice the next point. Here's the supernatural. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. If the fear of God comes back in the church, which I believe it's going to, you're going to see the supernatural again. And I don't mean we're not seeing some of it now. But I don't think we've even touched the scratch compared to what God's going to do. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Now, so, there was respectability or favor. There was unity. There was the supernatural. And let me give you the other point. Verse 47. Look in verse 47. It says, praising God, having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. You don't need somebody coming and teaching the church how to grow. How many know God's going to see that it grows? If you've got the fear of the Lord, He's going to give you favor. If you come in unity, you're going to have the supernatural, and that church is going to grow, or that house group, whatever it may be. Now turn to Acts 5. I'll show you the same there in Acts 5. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 5, verse 11. Verse 11, look, here's the fear. Great fear came upon the church, all the church. That's when Ananias and Sapphira died. They lied to the Holy Ghost. Let me know that those who lie in this hour may not get away with it. Whether right now or later, they won't. Great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. That's the fear of God. Verse 12. Here's the supernatural. By the hands of the apostles, there were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And three, here's unity. They were one accord. Solomon's porch. Verse 4, here's the favor. Here's the respectability. And the rest, there's no man joined himself to them, but the people magnified them. That's the apostles. And look at verse 14. Now, here's church growth. And believers were the more added to the Lord. Multitude. Both of men and women. But it all hinges around the fear of God. And where the fear of God is, men shall depart from evil. That's what we just said. Amen? We need the fear of God. Can you say amen? Now, turn to Jeremiah 23. Let's see how we hear again. And here we're dealing with the prophets in Jeremiah 23. How many know to stand in the office of a prophet, there's a lot of responsibility in many ways. In chapter 23, verse 18, listen to what God said. Verse 18. For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and hath perceived and heard His word? Question mark. Who hath marked His word and heard it? Now, look at verse 21. Listen to what God's saying. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel, God's got some counsel. We've heard man's long enough, haven't we? If they had stood in my counsel, understood God's mind, and had caused my people to what? Hear His word. Then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doing. Real prophets, come on, that God sends, whoever they are, prophetess, they'll cause the people to hear God's word. Amen? And how many know He's not one going around with a big button on His pocket saying, I'm a prophet? Amen? How many know He exalts the prophet? His name is Jesus. The prophet, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? So God said, if it stood in my counsel, they would have caused my people to hear my words and turn them from their evil ways. Turn to Isaiah 9. I brought this out here before. How many know Satan's tail throws some stars down in Revelation 12? How many know we see some stars falling today? How many know we need to pray for them? In Isaiah 9, verse 14. Therefore the Lord will cut off from Israel. I mean, we're the Israel of God today, brethren. Head and tail. I mean, when God starts cutting, brother, things are cut. Branch and rush in one day. The ancient, that's the elder, the honorable, he's the head, and the prophet that teaches wise, he's what? He's the tail. The tail speaks of the end of something. How many know we've come to the end of the age? For the leaders of this people cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed. Now turn to Jeremiah 5. Jeremiah 5, verse 30 and 31. A wonderful and a horrible thing is committed in the land. But there's a better translation than that. But in verse 31, the prophets prophesy falsely. That's a lie. And the priests bear rule by their means and my people. Come on. Love to have it so. What will you do in the END? And we've come to the end thereof. Well, it's time to quit listening to the lie. And it's time that the people, amen, quit loving the lie. Chapter 14. Jeremiah 14. Verse 14. Then the Lord said to me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake to them. They prophesy to you a false vision. That is a lie. And divination. How many know there's a lot of witchcraft in the church? It's full of witchcraft. And a thing of naught, and the deceit of the heart. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name, and I sent them not, yet they say, sword and famine shall not be in the land. We're hearing a lot of that today. But God says, by sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed. Amen? Hallelujah. They said it won't be in the land. God said, what you prophesy will cause you to die by. I mean, no, that's dangerous. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, turn to 1 Samuel 3. We need a hearing heart. We need an attitude of hearing, don't we? Let's see this prophet here, 1 Samuel 3. I know we're dealing some with prophets. Thank God we got the prophet in us. In verse 1, first of all, 1 Samuel 3, 1, and the child Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli. Eli is a big fat man of the old order. And we know God's bringing forth a new order, a new mind, the mind of Christ. And the word of the Lord was precious. That means it was costly. It was rare. In those days, there was no open vision. That means something closed, because there are open visions where people see things with their eyes open. Which means here it was rarely given. It was precious. It was costly. It was rare. But there was no open vision at this time. Now, in verse 10, this is about the fourth time the Lord comes to little Samuel. And in verse 10, and the Lord came and said, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, notice, speak, for thy servant heareth. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Samuel had an attitude. Hallelujah. Lord, you speak, and I'll listen. Amen? So in the days of no vision, God came to Samuel to bring this nation back to God. Amen? And look at verse 19. And Samuel grew. You can't grow spiritually without hearing the voice of God. Can you? But he grew both ways. Samuel grew and the Lord was with him and did let none of his words fall to the ground. My margin says he heard him when he prayed. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord, look at this, reveal himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. The Lord reveal himself to this prophet by the word of the Lord. How many know Samuel means ask of God? How many know his mother gave him to God from a child? Hallelujah. He was destined and predestined to be a prophet of the Lord. Amen? Praise the Lord. 1 Kings 3. You got to cry out for this hearing here. 1 Kings 3. Hallelujah. 1 Kings 3. Verse 9. Hallelujah. Well, in verse 5, the Lord had come to him in a dream and asked Solomon. He said, ask what I shall give thee. God said to Solomon. Well, most of us had probably thought of a new house, a Cadillac, or 100 head of cattle, or whatever. But in verse 9, he said, give therefore thy servant, Lord, an understanding heart. The margin says a hearing heart. That's a discerning heart, a hearing heart. He said, that's what I want, God. Anybody need that? To judge thy people, that I may discern between the good and the bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? Now, without God's hearing, without the hearing heart and the discerning heart, you can't. And notice, the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon asked this thing. And God said to him, because thou hast asked this thing, and not asked for thyself long life, neither asked riches for thyself, nor hast thou asked life of thine enemies, but thou hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I've done according to thy word. Praise God. So here was a man that wanted to hear or have a hearing heart, a discerning heart. And I believe, brethren, if we cry out for it, I believe God will give it to us. Amen? Now, go to Genesis. Here's a biggie. Here's a biggie. And I think all the men here can say ouch over this one. In Genesis 18, God's calling for an order in your life, in the home, and in the church. Come on. How many know it's not that way? Most of the time. Most of the time our soul wants to take the sentence and rule. And I won't say what wants to rule most of the time the home. Because many things do. And same in the church. Come on. But in chapter 18, verse 18, sing. Now listen to me. How many know in your soul tonight there is a Jezebel? There is an Absalom and there's an Ahab. There is a Jezebel that wants to crook control. And before you point the finger at some Jezebel, how many of you better point it right here first? Come on. And there's an Ahab that wants to just say, well, you go ahead and take it and honey and do what you want to. And there's an Absalom. There's an Absalom that wants to rebel and take the throne illegal. Isn't that right? How many know he got caught in the tree with his long hair and he died there? How many know that rebellion will bring you to your grave? And that's in Jezebel, that's in Ahab, and that's in Absalom. And that's in us, in our souls. Come on. Now look here in Genesis 18. Verse 18. In verse 17. The Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Well, what was God getting ready to do? He's getting ready to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He's going to burn up those homosexuals. Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and a mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. God said, for I know him, Abraham. And how many know God knows where you live? He's got your phone number. He's got your zip code. Got mine too. I know him that he will command his children and his household after him. After his way. You're getting quiet now. And they, the household, shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he spoke of him. How many know it's time for the individuals, the home, and the churches to get in divine order? God's order. And I'm not talking about being ruled over and dominated by somebody. I'm talking about God's love and God's rule. Yeah, and the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very, very grievous. How many know it was Abraham that began to intercede and pray? Because God didn't hide it from him. Because he had his home in order. And how many know when we walk in order, we walk in blessing. We walk in peace. But how many know tonight, most homes don't have that peace? Be honest. This home first. Huh? Turn to Haggai a minute. Haggai. Haggai. Kind of hard to find. In Haggai chapter 2. Haggai chapter 2, verse 6. For thus saith the Lord of hosts. About five times, I think, or so, God says that, Lord of hosts. Yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth. Yes. and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, including America. And the desire of all the nations shall come, and I will fill this house, God's house, with glory.
Hallelujah.
Now watch this, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, both spiritually and naturally. And the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former. He didn't say the house would be greater. The glory of the latter house will be greater than the former.
Hallelujah.
That means more of it's coming.
Hallelujah.
You know why? Because trouble's coming. There's more trouble coming. And when more trouble comes, it takes more glory. Are you hearing me? The glory of this latter house, but don't get you out of the trouble, shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place, in this house, what God's talking about, will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Well, where God's peace is, how many know there's an order? There's divine order. And if there's no peace, there's no divine order. Amen? Turn now to Deuteronomy. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Turn to chapter 11. I want to give you seven things right here in this chapter. Because we're talking about a hearing ear. We're talking about the Spirit tonight. And I'm giving these scriptures as the Lord's given them to me. But in chapter 11 of Deuteronomy, verse 10 through 12 is the contrast. God's contrasting Egypt from Canaan's land. How many know there's quite a contrast? I mean, on Egypt, there's hard work, there's bondage, labor, back-breaking work. In verse 10 through 12, the land which thou goest to possess it is not as the land of what? What's Egypt? It's the world. From whence you came out, when you sowed thy seed, you watered it with your foot as a garden of herbs. Well, to water and sow, it takes work, doesn't it? God says it's not going to be that way in Canaan's land. Verse 11, but the land whither you go to possess it is the land of hills and valleys, and drinketh the rain of heaven. How many know you can't drink with your mouth closed? Amen? How many know this is some land tonight that God's occupying? He wants you and I to take a good drink, amen, from the Holy Ghost. A land which the Lord thy God cares for. He loves this land. Not only Palestine and Canaan's land, but he loves you. And three, the eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it. How many know he's watching us? His eyes over the righteous, his ears open to their cry. From the beginning of the year, even to the end of the year. Second point I want to make, verse 13, is the condition. Without conditions, how many know God doesn't do anything? Verse 13, here's the condition. It shall come to pass if you shall do what? Hearken diligently to my commandments, which I command you this day, to love your God, to serve him with your heart and with your soul. So he said you must love him with your heart and with your soul and serve him. Isn't that right? That's the condition, as well as hearing his commandments. All right, now in verse 14 and 15 is the promise. God said in verse 14, and I will give you the rain of your land in due season. Now, that's a promise. I mean, it took a first rain and a latter rain to not only sow the crops, but to get the crops in. Isn't that right? And it's take. How many know we've had the earlier rain at Pentecost? It's going to take the latter rain yet to get this harvest in. Isn't that right? The first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn your wine and oil. The corn's the word to us. The wine is the joy of the Holy Ghost, and the oil is the Holy Ghost. How many will cause your face to shine? Amen. Now, verse 16 and 17, here's the warning. God always warns us, doesn't he? Take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived, because it can be. And if you read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, there's three ways you can be deceived, but I won't go into that. And you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them, and then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you. Now notice what he'll do. He'll shut up the heaven. He can open it, he can close it. And you can pray and fast and scream all you want to, but until God opens it, how many know it won't work?
Amen.
That there be no rain, that the land, you can confess it 50 times too. That there be no rain, that the land yield not her fruit, lest you perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord gives you. Unless we do what God says, if we go after other gods, he'll close the heavens. Come on. And then in verse 18, here's the exhortation. Therefore shall you lay up these my words in your heart, in your soul, bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. Then verse 19 and 20, here's the duty. It's to teach your family, your children, as you speak to them, as you sit down, as you walk, as you lie down. Verse 20, write them on the doorposts of your house. How many know this is the house too? And the gates as well, huh? It's got to be here. And then verse 21, here is the purpose. Now here's the purpose right here in verse 21. I said some homes have peace, some don't have peace. Some have divine order, some don't. Look at verse 21. The home that has divine order, you'll get this. That verse 21, here's the purpose now of this covenant. That your days may be multiplied. The devil can't take your life ahead of time. And the days of your children can live a long life. In the land which the Lord sware to your fathers to give them as the days of heaven upon the earth. That's God's purpose. Amen. That your days be as the days of heaven upon the earth. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, let's look at one other or two other points here real quick. Turn to Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews 3. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 3. In the scripture. Look at verse 7. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith today, if you will hear his voice, if you will hear his voice, he has the voice. I mean, he said, behold, I stand at the what not? The hand. What's the hand? The apostle, prophet, teacher, shepherd, evangelist. He's speaking through them. Are you hearing me? Of course, he's doing it through them. Yet he knocks on your individual heart too, himself. Harden not your heart as in the provocation, in the day of temptation, in the wilderness. Harden not your heart. As Israel hardened their hearts, we can harden our hearts to the voice of God. And I want to close tonight with a scripture in Jeremiah with this. Jeremiah 7. How many want to hear God tonight? Jeremiah 7. Look in verse 23 through 28. This will probably be the last scripture I give you. But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice. Well, you can't obey it until you hear it. So that means to whom much is given, much is required. And the one that has hearing, God requires obedience. Obey my voice, and I will be your God. Turn it around. If you don't obey my voice, I won't be your God. Him that overcometh shall inherit all things. I will be his God. He'll be my son. I believe the overcomers are going to hear him and obey him. And you shall be my people and walk you in all the ways that I've commanded you, that it may be well with you or unto you. But they hearken not, nor incline there, but walk in the counsels and in the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward, not forward. I mean, that's what happens when we disobey God. We backtrack. We go the wrong way. How many tonight are going backwards instead of front? Because they've hardened their heart against the voice of God. Amen. Since the day your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt to this day, I've even sent unto you all my servants the prophets. So who's God speaking through? God's speaking through the prophets here. He's still speaking through them, isn't he? Daily rising up early and sending them. I'll tell you what a prophet has. He has a message from God. Yet they hearken not to me. And if you don't hear those that God sends, how many know you won't hear God? Nor incline their ear, but hardened their neck, that's their will. They did worse than their fathers. Therefore, Thou shalt speak all these words to them, but they will not hearken to thee. Jeremiah, how would you like to have been Jeremiah? Thou shalt also call unto them, but they will not answer thee. Verse 28, now look at this. Thou shalt say unto them, this is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord their God. You know what? This is a nation that does not obey the voice of our God, as it should. This is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord their God, nor receiveth correction or instruction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth. Why? They would not hear God's voice through the prophet. So, brethren, tonight, I want to tell you something. You've got to go down to the potter's house. Amen? Winter's got to be gone. You've got to have an anointing to hear the voice of God. You've got to be purged. You've got to stand in God's counsel. You've got to come in God's order. And you've got to have that attitude of a hearing heart. You've got to cry out for that hearing heart. We cannot harden our hearts. And we've got to hear the ministry. And finally, we've got to grow up to be a sheep. He said, my sheep know my voice. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand. Praise the Lord. How many would raise your hands tonight and say, I've never received the baptism in the Holy Ghost with speaking with tongues? I've never received the baptism in the Holy Ghost with speaking in tongues. How many speak in tongues? How many don't speak in tongues? Because everybody's got it. But I doubt it. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you tonight. We praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord God. For a hearing ear, a hearing heart, we bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mighty, mighty God. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want about four or five of those ministers come up here that was up here tonight with Brother Miller. And those that want to have a hearing ear, I'm going to have you come through. We're going to lay hands on you tonight, a few of you. Come on, ministers. Some of you come up here. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you really want to, now don't come unless you mean business. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just come right around this way. Those who march around. Praise the Lord. Come over here, brother. Come right on. Those who want to hear God, begin to form a line. Come right up. We're going to lay hands on you right here. One other brother, come over here with me, Brother Miller, or whoever. Come right, okay. All right, come right on. Praise the Lord, brother. Come up here, brother. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch her right now. Give her hearing. In the name of Jesus, cause her to hear the word of the Lord in Jesus' name. Cause her brother to hear in the name of Jesus. Give him hearing, Lord. Give him hearing in his ear. Touch Daniel, Lord. Give him a hearing ear by the Holy Ghost. Put gifts in him, Lord. Put gifts in him, Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus, give him a hearing ear, Father. In the name of Jesus, cause you to hear the Holy Ghost. And if any of you don't have the Holy Ghost, speak while we lay hands on you. In the name of Jesus, touch our brother tonight, Lord. Touch Brother Moody. Give him a hearing ear in the Holy Ghost. Let him hear the voice of the Lord, Father. In the name of Jesus, touch Dottie, Lord. Give her a hearing ear, Lord. Hear her cry. Touch her brother, Lord. Give him hearing ears, Lord. In the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, open his ears. Touch her brother tonight, God, in the Holy Ghost. Give him ears to hear the Spirit of the living God, Lord. And we thank you for him, Jesus. Amen. Touch her brother tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give him ears to hear the Holy Ghost. Amen. Jesus' name, by the name of the Lord God, touch her tonight, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch our brother, Lord. Give him ears to hear the Holy Ghost, Lord. Amen. Change him, Lord. Touch Raymond tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, minister to him, Lord. God, touch our sister's hearing tonight, Lord. Go through her body, minister life to her, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Touch Peggy tonight, Lord. Oh, give her a hearing ear, Lord. Give her a hearing ear, Lord. Give her discernment in the Holy Ghost, Lord. Amen. Touch our brother tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, cause him to hear the voice of the Lord and be changed by the power of God, Lord, inside. Amen. Touch our dear sister in the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Minister. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Touch my sister. Oh, yes. Amen. Give her hearing, Lord, in the name of Jesus, by the Holy Ghost. Give her hearing, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Cause them to hear your voice, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Cause them to hear your voice, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Cause them to hear your voice, Lord. Lord, just heal her body. Heal that condition in our teeth, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, heal our sister, Father. Heal her, Lord, and deliver her tonight, Lord. And let her hear the voice of the Lord. Let her hear your voice, Lord. Cause her to hear. Cause her to hear, Holy Ghost. Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes. Yes, give her hearing, Lord. Give her hearing tonight, Holy Ghost. In the name. Oh, hallelujah. Lord. Jesus' name. Give her a hearing, Father. Give her a hearing ear by the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Touch our brother, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch him tonight, Holy Ghost. Touch our sister, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, give her a hearing ear and a hearing heart. Amen. Discerning heart to touch our sister's life.
I anoint her with oil, yes, in the name of the Lord, and I curse every spirit of infirmity,
yes,
in her physical body,
right,
in the name,
right,
of the Lord Jesus,
right.
Saint, and I rebuke you,
Saint,
and
hands
of my sister, in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
I speak to this physical body,
amen,
the healing virtue of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
By the stripes of the Lord Jesus,
amen,
I speak healing into this physical body.
Amen.
Saint, I rebuke you. The,
amen,
Lord rebuke,
yes,
you.
Yes.
I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you in Jesus.
Amen.
Take your hands off this vessel. I curse you in the,
yes,
name of the Lord.
Yes, Lord, in Jesus' name.
I curse,
name,
you in Jesus' name.
Oh, yes.
I come against,
yes,
every curse of ancestry,
amen,
in Jesus.
Amen.
I rebuke it over this physical body.
Amen.
Father, I thank you for it in Jesus',
Jesus' name.
I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I thank you, Lord. Lord, I speak healing to this body.
Yes, Lord.
By the stripes of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I speak healing in this body.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. I speak healing.
Yes. Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes. Amen.
I speak healing and restoration.
Amen. Speak to her, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Speak to her, Lord. Quicken her, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Yes, amen.
Father, I curse,
amen,
the spirit of infirmity.
Name of Jesus.
I curse the spirit of infirmity.
Name of Jesus.
I curse the spirit,
name of Jesus.
I curse,
name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
I curse it in Jesus',
Jesus' name.
You foul spirit of
infirmity.
I curse you in,
amen,
the name of the Lord. I curse you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Loose her and set her free.
Yes, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you,
yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank,
amen,
you, Lord. Spirit,
yes,
of death, I rebuke you.
Amen.
Spirit of death,
amen,
I rebuke you in,
yes,
the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I rebuke you in,
yes,
Jesus' name. I rebuke you in the
name,
Jesus,
of Jesus.
Lucifer.
Name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And Lord, let her,
thank,
to hear the voice,
you,
of the Lord.
Thank,
amen,
you, Lord.
Touch our sister tonight, Father. Give her a hearing ear, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, bless our sister, Lord. Amen. Amen. Touch our brother tonight, Lord. Cause him to hear the voice of the Lord. Lord, minister to him. Minister to his eyes. Minister to his hearing. To his heart. To his physical being, Lord.
In Jesus'
name of Jesus. Touch our brother, Lord, tonight. God, in Jesus' name, give him a hearing heart. Give him a discerning heart, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Touch our brother tonight, Lord. Cause him to hear the voice of the Lord. Cause him to hear the voice of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Touch our brother, Lord, tonight. In the name of Jesus. Touch his ears, Lord. Cause him to hear. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Amen. 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 Touch our brother, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, by the name of Jesus, loose the hearing. Loose the hearing in Jesus' name. That's her Lord, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Minister to her right now. Yes. Amen. Yes. Give her the joy of the Lord. Let that joy come upon her. And in her, Lord. Hallelujah. Restore, Lord. Restore, Holy Ghost. That's our sister, Father, tonight. Lord God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, hallelujah. Minister oil and wine to her, Lord. In the name of Jesus, minister to her, Lord. Give her a hearing heart, Lord. Give her a hearing heart, Lord. Yes, oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Touch Mary, Lord. Touch Sister Mary, Lord. In Jesus' name, minister life to her tonight, Lord. Oh, let your life go into Mary. God, let your strength go into her. Let your power go into her. Oh, hallelujah. New energy, new strength, new vigor, vitality. In Jesus' name, and cause her to hear the voice of the Lord. Test Jack tonight, Lord. Minister to Brother Jack, Lord. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, minister to Jack, Lord. Give him hearing ears, Lord. Amen. Test Cabin, Lord. Test Cabin in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, minister to Kevin. Minister to him, Lord. Lord, let him hear your voice anew and afresh. Oh, within God. Within God. Within God. That's Patty tonight, Lord. Take the burdens off of her, Lord. Lift the heavy burdens. Lift the heavy burdens, Lord. Lift the heavy burdens, Lord. Oh, yes. Let peace and victory and joy overtake her, Lord. Cause her to hear the voice of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's our sister tonight, Lord. Lord, minister to her. Minister to her, Lord. By the Spirit of the living God, yes. Words of wisdom coming to her. Words of knowledge coming to her. Minister to her dream and dreams, Lord. By the Holy Ghost. Touch her, Lord God. Touch her, Lord God. Oh, I rebuke the timidity, Lord. I rebuke timidity, but I loose the woman to hear. I loose her heart to hear. Oh, hallelujah. To hear the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Lord. Touch our brother tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, give him a hearing heart. Yes, give him understanding. With all you're giving, get understanding. By the power of the Holy Spirit, God, we thank you for this man. Fill him with the Holy Ghost. Fill him with the Holy Ghost, Lord. Fill this young man. Let it come out there, brother. Let it come out. We'll speak about it. Amen. 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 Thank God. That's our brother tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we're releasing to hear.
Amen.
We're releasing to hear.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. He's going to hear. He's going to hear. Hallelujah. Touch him, Lord. Touch this man tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Touch him, Lord. Quicken him, God. Quicken this man by the Spirit of God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Touch our sister, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God. In the hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Touch her, Lord God. Touch her, Lord, tonight. In the name of Jesus. Give her a hearing heart, Lord. A hearing heart at Solomon, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Bless her, Lord. Bless her as she goes out and as she comes in, Lord. Bless her. You lay her the head, not the tail. God, you pour her above, not beneath, Lord. Bless her as she goes and returns. Hallelujah.
Well,
oh, Kaya Tarabasanda Bakaya. Touch her, Lord.
Lord, we
pray. Oh, yes. Tandarabakatalabasitalabahandarabokoya Bahaya. Oh, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, oh,
hallelujah.
Amen. Tandarabasitalabakandarabahaya. Oh, Rabasitalabahandarabakaya. Tatatabokotalabahaya. Give her hearing, God. Let her hear the Holy Ghost in this hour, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Lord,
minister life to her.
Yes. Receive the healing virtue of the Lord in Jesus' mighty name.
Handala
Mokotara Bahaya. I praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
That's our brother tonight, Lord. Minister to him, Lord. Amen. Name of Jesus. Quicken him, Lord. Quicken our brother. By the Holy Ghost.
I thank you for it.
Yes, Lord. A hearing heart.
Hallelujah.
Amen. A few more here. Praise the Lord. Touch our sister, Father. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. You've given her hearing, Lord. You've given her hearing. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. She's got it. Hallelujah. You got it, sister. Amen. You got it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, touch this one, Lord. In Jesus' name, quicken her, Lord. Quicken her, Lord. Quicken her, Lord. Oh, by the word of the Lord, minister life to her. And through her, Lord.
Revelation and understanding.
Amen. 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 That's our sister tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord. Let your spirit and your power come upon her to minister to her, Lord. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Let her hear your voice, Lord. Let her hear your voice. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Touch our brother tonight, Lord. Touch our brother tonight. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Handabaka. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Minister life to him. 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 In Jesus' name. That's Corey tonight, Lord. Lord, touch him anew and afresh. In the name of Jesus. Minister to him, Lord. Minister to him, Lord. Yes, Lord. Cause him to hear the voice of the Lord. Cause him to hear your voice. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Touch her.
Sugar diabetes is affecting my feet.
Okay. Lay hands on her feet there, Bill. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus. That's right. We just come against it. Yes. Amen. Come out of that body. In Jesus' name. Let her hear your voice anew and afresh, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, Lord. Let's
pray for her. Lord, touch our sister here tonight.
Are you her daughter?
Okay.
Father?
Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, in the name of Jesus.
That it will not affect her.
Amen. Andalabasitalabakatalabositalabahaya. Yes, Lord. Minister to her, Lord, your life.
Cover it off of her and I loose her. You'll not come
back. Give her a hearing ear, Holy Ghost.
I bind you to dead.
Let her hear your voice.
Send the angels to take him and keep him.
Amen. We bind them.
I loose this family from this curse.
We loose, we loose, we loose, we loose, we loose, we loose.
I speak in Jesus' mighty name. Jesus became a curse so they don't have to bear the curse.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, I loose them from it.
Amen.
Yes, I speak restoration in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.